Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm going to bring you some great songs from motion pictures and from stage musicals in this program the next couple of hours. There'll be other songs too, of course, but many of the Butte songs came from those sources, and they'll be sung by people including Gene Kelly, Perry Como, Dorothy Baker, Melbourne singer, Dick Hames, Jane Morgan, Glenn Campbell, and Australian singer Katie Noonan a little bit later, and, oh, Bing Crosby.
Hey, it's Polly Anglais, hello.
Polly Anglais? Écoute, je suis le professeur. Répétez après moi. Do.
Do.
Street.
Street.
Lady.
Lady.
Window.
Window.
Alors maintenant, une chanson américaine. Oh. An American song. Dis-moi. I got.
I got.
Bon. Tous ensemble.
I got.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more?
I got.
Daisy.
I got.
In green pastures.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
Vous comprenez ça?
Non. I got.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
La même chose en français.
J'ai du rythme. J'ai de la musique. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door.
Comprenez ça maintenant?
No!
I got.
I Got Rhythm, written by the Gershwin brothers George and Ira in 1930, and then featured in an MGM motion picture titled An American in Paris, and that's what you just heard from the soundtrack of that film, Gene Kelly and a chorus of children with the MGM orchestra singing I Got Rhythm. I'm going to play for you now a song that was written in 1909, but it was a hit in 1948.
Wonder who's kissing her now. wonder who's teaching her how. Wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs and telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for the lips that I used to call mine. Wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
That record of Perry Como singing I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now was on our hit parades in 1948. The song had been written in 1909 by Will Hoff, Joseph Howard and Frank Adams. I said at the start of the program that one of the recordings I'd be playing today was by the Melbourne singer Dorothy Baker. This is it.
Are in a class beyond compare. that you're the man whose wife someday I'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen.
Beautiful ballad, They Didn't Believe Me, written by Jerome Kern and Herbert Reynolds in 1914 for a New York production, The Girl from Utah. And the singer was the Melbourne singer Dorothy Baker, accompanied by the orchestra conducted by Max Bostock. And I think that was probably made in the 1960s. In 1945, a film titled State Fair was released. The music for that film was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. The next two songs that you'll hear were from State Fair.
It's a grand night for singing, the moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing,
the stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. More than the moon, maybe it's more than the birds, maybe it's more than the sight of the night and a light too lovely for words. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
It's a grand night for singing, the moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing, the stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love.
As restless as a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? agité comme un roseau dans la tourmente. Tout m'énerve et tout m'irrite en ce moment. Le monde me désenchante par ce beau jour de printemps. Fatigué, désabusé et sans courage, impatiente, je ne sais plus ce qui m'attend. Je sens arriver l'orage par ce beau jour de printemps. Je voudrais me sentir loin d'ici, fuir la vie de chaque jour, et peut-être en m'évadant ainsi y trouverai-je l'amour. Les bourgeons des marronniers de mon enfance, l'aubépine, la chassinte et les lilas blancs, en vain me chante leur romance. Douterais-tu du printemps? Tout est si joyeux, pourtant je suis malheureuse. D'où me vient tout ce tourment? Oh, mon ami, c'est le
Might As Well Be Spring was sung by Gene Crane in the motion picture State Fair in 1945. She didn't sing it in French, but Jane Morgan, the American singer whose career involved a lot of work in France, did quite well, I thought, with her French language. Certainly better than Gene Kelly did in I Got Rhythm to start the program. So Jane Morgan, It Might As Well Be Spring, and Dick Hames, It's a Grand Night for Singing, and Dick Hames sang that song in State Fair. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote those songs.
The best of times is now, what's left of summer but a faded rose. As hard as you know how,
you know how,
and make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now, now, not some forgotten yesterday, now, tomorrow is too far away. So
yesterday.
not, we've just had yet another touch of French. The Best of Times, sung by Perry Como with an orchestra directed by Nick Perito in 1987. The song was written by Jerry Herman for a New York show called La Cage aux Folles, French, and in English that translates as The Cage of Bad Women. Perry Como, The Best of Times.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart. And it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind when you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life keeps getting brighter with each passing day. For love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? As you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'd derive out of being alive. Here is the best part, you got a head start. If you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you've derived out of being alive. Here is the best part, you got a head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Glen Campbell sang Young at Heart, a song written by Carolyn Lee and Johnny Richards. It was a hit in 1954 for Bing Crosby and also for Frank Sinatra. Here's another song that was a hit in 1954. Do you remember?
The whole town's talking about the Jones boy, the Jones boy, the Jones boy. Talking about the Jones boy, he acts mighty peculiar now. The whole town saying he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town thinks that he's not a well boy, he just isn't the same somehow. He hops, he jumps so merrily over the water pumps. He stops and then he'll come to a pump and he'll jump again. They're buzzing over the fences that he's gone out of his senses. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy, the poor boy, the Jones boy. But I just happen to be the Jones boy, and I happen to be in love, yes, I happen to be in love. Thank you.
town's talking about the Jones boy. Oh, that Jones boy, yes, that Jones boy. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy. He acts mighty peculiar now. Oh, the whole town's saying he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town thinks that he's not a well boy. He just feels the same somehow. He hops, he jumps so merrily over the water pumps. He stops, and then he'll come to a pump and he'll jump again. They're blessed over the fences, and he's gone out of his senses. Oh, the whole town's talking about the Jones boy. Poor boy, Jones boy. But I just happen to be the Jones boy, and I happen to be in love, yes, I happen to be in love.
The Jones boy, written by Manny Curtis and Vic Missy, sung with great success by the Mills Brothers in 1954. Let's turn to some motion pictures from the 1930s. At least there's some songs that came from them.
Glamorous and that'll stand by. Amorous, it's all too wonderful. I cannot find the words. They're saying enough, but tell enough. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and you're just too very, very. Dictionary, so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Marvellous for Words. That was a song written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer for a 1937 motion picture, Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. Katie Noonan sang that, and that recording made in Sydney in 2004.
Thank you. turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the Tom. You put me up on a throne. You let fall with a drop. And now I'm out of my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just at the scene of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
From Tennessee. Oh, I'll say, you'll say, she's terrific. Yes, sir, when she turns on that southern personality. To set you right, oh boy, she's dynamite. You know, 3 words describe a charm's galore. Just 3 words, and I don't mean four. She's tall, she's tan, she's terrific. Yes, sir, that's Dreamline Lula Belle from Tennessee.
Enjoyed those toe-tapping numbers by British dance bands. The first was You Turn the Tables on Me. That was Jack Hilton's band with the vocal by the Swingettes, recording of a song written by Louis Auter and Sidney Mitchell for Alice Faye to sing in an Ocean Picture in 1936. And then She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific. That was Harry Roy's band with a vocal by Harry Roy, the band leader, song written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots. Two British songs. Do you recall sometimes as a child where you had to choose something from a number of things or people available? You used the eeny, meeny, miny, moe to assist you. I didn't realise that there was a song written by Matty Melnick and Johnny Mercer, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Bob Crosby's vocal might remind you of it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a trouble by the toe. If it hollers, let it go, let it fly away. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, it's a saying high and low. Hear it everywhere you go, any time of day. Big Ben rings it, Valley sings it, Whiteman swings it, even Mr. Crosby bings it. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a trouble by the toe. If it hollers, let it go, let it fly away. If you like it, let it go, let it fly away. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you can sing it high and low. Sing it everywhere you go, any time of day. Armstrong socks it, Miss Bailey rocks it, Kate Smith sobs it, even Mr. Crosby bobs it. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you can sing it fast or slow. If you like it, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Today's the anniversary of the birth of Bing Crosby's younger brother, Bob. Bob Crosby, a successful musician, and he sang with his own orchestra, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, music by Matty Melnick, and the lyrics, with reference to Bing more than once, written by Johnny Mercer. Here's an Australian recording which I reckon you will enjoy.
Thank you. Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for Margie. You are my inspiration, days I'm never blue. Now after all is said and done, Margie, you are the only one. Margie, yes, Margie, that's you.
Let's get it on that day.
My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought Bamadubanada,
home ring and everything.
Margie, you are my inspiration. Days are never blue. After all is said and done,
Margie, that was the Graham Bell's band, with the trumpet featured probably Bob Bernard, I would think. Margie, written by Benny Davis, Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson. Graham Bell was on the piano in that recording, of course. But it's fun. Terry Devon sang with the organ, the dance band, and me. Song written by Robert Stolz and Das Kahn.
In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain, as we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll
Fred Rose in 1945, sung by Slim Whitman.